This is the first shiur in Hachsharas Avreichim of the Eish Kodesh for the Zman of Elul Tavshin Samech Hei. The first 10 minutes were unfortunately not recorded.
Of the Chaya Hevel, he reminds himself of his life that has been led in a way that is not filled with meaning the way that it should be. Ashu Chayu Shneisav Avru Im Einyayis Eve. And he reminds himself how his years have passed. Einyayis Eve in Iyov Rashi translate like a fast flowing river. How life passes like a fast flowing river. The Ramban in his Perush in Iyov says that Eve is a fast warship. A fast warship. But they both mean the same thing. When a person looks back and he thinks about how the years have gone, what happened to all of that time, and all of the dreams that he had, and all of the plans that he was making to be an Eved Hashem, and all of his Kabbalahs, and so on. So the Rebbe is saying, the Kuznets of Magid is saying, Zol v'yiyu chayisara, when a person thinks about his life, v'yiyu is the gematria Zol, to be broken and diminished, when he thinks about his Averis, not only the Averis, but Bechlal, the picture of his life that hasn't been what he wanted it to be. So there, he becomes Zal Be'enav. He becomes lowered in his own eyes. And he remembers and he thinks about how he hasn't really given Nachas Ruach to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He hasn't given Nachas to Hashem. There was a simcha last night, and somebody, a Chassidish fellow, went over to some Litvish, a guy that was sitting there, and said, I want to give you a brach, you should have Chassidish Nachas. He said to the Litvish guy. So the guy said, I'll take any Nachas I can get. That was a good answer. He said, I know what you're talking about, but any Nachas, I'll take. Whatever you want, whatever it's called, I'll take it. It's true. But we need Nachas. Litvish Nachas. Chassidish Nachas. It should be Yiddish Nachas. Should have Nachas. A person doesn't think how the Baruch Shalom also, he thinks in the same way, Kivyachal. We only have such thoughts because we're created in his image. But the Baruch Shalom wants to have nachas from us. And a person thinks that all of the years have passed like a fast flowing river. Not only that, but he has, there are many things that have been damaged with his actions. Mireishav ad raglav, from his head until the bottom of his feet. If you ever have time, you know, everybody's so, it's busy Erev Yom Kippur, and to try to come a little bit earlier and to say Tfila Zaka from Chayodim, and you say Tfila Zaka, which all of our fathers and grandfathers had time to say. And you say Tfila Zaka, and there the Chayadim goes through each Aver. He says, Rebbeinu Shalom, you gave me eyes that I should be able to see Torah and I should see good in other Jews. And what do I use my eyes for? And you gave me feet that I should be able to run to Bis Medrash and run to do mitzvahs and run to help people. And where do I run? And what do I use my feet for? And there the Chayadim goes through every single part of the body. And Mireishav Ad Ragel, a person sees that he hasn't given Nachas Ruach. He's misused the most precious gift, which is the Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, and life itself. V'hayom katzer, and there isn't much time left, the day is short. V'hapered min ha'olam ha'memashmesh uva, li'tein din v'chesh ma'kol v'rgov ha'shechai. Soon he's going to be separating, he's going to be parting from this world, he's going to be leaving the world. You realize that, you think about that, it doesn't take long, it goes very, very quickly. And you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon, an accounting. I'll call it regard for every moment ashechai that you lived. And the person regrets very, very deeply. He regrets al ma'isav, what he's done in his life. And he cries with a broken heart before the Baruch Shalom. The cousin Samagat says, and he becomes in his own eyes disgraceful. He looks at himself as somebody who is zal umazulzal. Kihumilui samach gimel canal. There, the question of Magus talking about Shemus Hashem. We're not going to go into that now. There's a Shem Samach Gimel, the word zal umazulzal. We're not going to talk about. Dahainu ba'armai beliba shuhumolei sigim. The Shem Samach Gimel, which is one of the ways, one of the gematrias of the Shem Hashem when it's spelled a certain way. So the Samach Gimel, a person realizes that he could have filled his life with the Rebbeinu Shlom. And instead, his life is molei sigim. It's filled with imperfections and blemishes. Samach Gimel, sog, sig means blemish, imperfection. In other words, it should have been filled with Hashem. Like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says on the pasuk Gimalei Hashem Kol Mishalei Seinu. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said on that word Gimalei Hashem. We understand that the pshat means that Hashem should fulfill all of our requests, right? Gimalei Hashem Kol Mishalei Seinu. Hashem, please fulfill all of our requests. The Baal Shem Tov said it means Hashem should fill all of our requests. Everything we're asking for should be filled with God. Gimalei Hashem. Everything that we ask for in life should be filled with God. That's what we should, everything we want, even things of this world. He says, doesn't die. Person needs panas, he needs a family, he needs all the good things. But everything should be for the reason that it should be to give nachas ruach Hashem. Yimalei Hashem kol mishalaseinu. So everything should be filled with Hashem's baruch. It should be filled with Hashem. But instead, he sees it's molei sigim. Imperfections. Omnam ikka tachlis avidui. And the main tachlis of vidui, lazivas achet v'kabolas amalchus shemayim, is to pull yourself out of that life of averis, not stopping one's averis, and kabolas amalchus shemayim, to try to be mekabel upon yourself for the future. I'll call upon him that no matter what, that from this day and on, that I shouldn't be, from this day and on, I shouldn't be, God forbid, amongst those who are Rishoyim, the wicked, that even when they're alive, they're considered dead. That the time comes to leave this world, tzaddikim, even after they die, they're still called alive. And that's what it means to be alive, to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik is alive in both worlds. And the Rasha is dead in both worlds. So that from this day and on, even beyond this world, I should be alive. The Hainu Shekol Yimei Chiyusam, the Maggid says, Kol yimei chiyusam oisim hachana l'rega haperud. Every single day of the tzaddik's life, he's preparing for that moment of separation. Shepardu me'olam hazeh b'kedusha b'tahara. Every single, as the tzaddikim say, every single moment of life is only to prepare for the moment of death. As the Zohar says, that the tzaddikim are always thinking in their hearts as if today is the day that I'm leaving the world. Those people who are not tzaddikim, who didn't live their lives with these thoughts, but they passed through this life behevel with narishkeit, shneisam ba'anocha, and all the years were spent ba'anocha with a krechts. A krechts means that they didn't really change anything, and nothing really improved. It was always just a krechts. A krechts means I know a sigh that I have to change. Something has to change, but the years passed. And a hevel is a krechts. What's a krechts? A krechts is a hevel. A hevel means a breath, and that's what a krechts is. Takanasam al kol panim l'hisayir v'loshuv adesh le'techshach hashemesh. The takana, all they could do is al kol panim, to try to be misayir, to try to awaken, to arouse themselves to do tshuva before the sun sets, before life ends. And the ikus simon of tshuva and true regret of the over the past is when a person is mizalzel be'enav. He becomes lowered in his own eyes. We're very good when it comes to others being mizalzel be'enenu, but in our own eyes, that we should be mizalzel be'enenu, ki zoicher is roiv avernaisa, because he remembers all of his aveiros. And by having this humbling thought of V'yiyu, remember the pasuk, the Kushan Samagi is dashing the pasuk V'yiyu Chayisar. So V'yiyu, when a person thinks about all the years of his life, and he realizes V'yiyu, which is a lashon, which is the gematria zal, which is zilzal, which is a feeling of disgrace and regret and remorse over the wasted years and the aveiros, then chayisar, then there could be nuchias for the remaining days of his life. There could be nuchias chaye. He can give chias to the coming days. Ayom abayim shaliyach ta'ayd, that he shouldn't sin anymore. Zel vayiyu. That's what it means. Vayiyu gematria zal. Canal, Chayisara, the life, the years of Sara, Oz Nikri Ish Chay. Then the person can, for the first time in his life, become alive, because until now he wasn't alive. Because Rishoyim Bechayim Kuri Mason, because a Rasha, God forbid, even though he's breathing and his body is functioning, he's still called a Mace, he's still called someone who's not alive. So, Vayiyu gematria zal chay yisara is nikri ish chay. He can revive himself and bring himself back to life. Meya shana, so of course 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. So meya 100 is beside hakeser. Without going into that, 100, the number 100, always means keser, the crown, which means to want, a new rutzen. Keser, the crown, which is above the spheres, means the awakening of will and desires, keser. That's always 100 is keser. Beside ha-keser, the hainu achar ha-tshuva, when a person has these thoughts of tshuva, of vayiyu chayisara, sara means, of course, a lashon of malchus, of Srora, of Malchus. Dainu achar ha-tshuva mischadish le-rotzen chadish. Then the person, then there is renewed within the person this rotzen, a new rotzen, a will, a desire. Lavad Hashem, to serve Hashem is bar. The purpose of those upsetting thoughts, of zal, of zilzal, of the wasted years, is not, God forbid, to bring a person to Yeish, although there's always that danger if a person doesn't have a healthy, if a person is not well emotionally, then strong negative thoughts of Zal, of Zilzal, can break a person, which is Chas Hashem not what the Rebbe's talking about, but that there should be a broken heart that can give birth to a new Rotzen, Lavet Hashem, to serve the Rabbeinu Shlomo. V'arotzen Nikra Keser. And that rotzen, that will, is called the crown, because that's the beginning of one's service of Hashem, to want, as we were learning a lot about rotzen last year in Ayis HaTshuva. V'harotzen nikra keser, v'achakach esrim shana, and then it says 100, and then 20, and what's 20? Esrim shana kishenechkak b'moichin shalai lavad Hashem beside chachma and ubina, Sharm nikri lofum shi'ur in the liba. Chochma and bina, which comes after keser, when a person begins to work out in his mind a way to start again. In his mind, which is chochma and bina, is in the heart. that corresponds to 20. Again, we're not going to go into Inyone Kabbalah, but 10 and 10, the 20, is always Chochma and Bina. It's not enough to want to change. It's very good to have a rotzen. The rotzen is keser, is 100. But then it says, afterwards, it's esrim shana. Esrim shana means chachma and bina, that a person has to begin to figure out a strategy, a game plan of what I'm actually going to, what's going to be different. Why isn't it going to be the same? How am I going to be different? And how am I going to repair? How am I going to fix what I messed up? And then finally you could put the program, the plan, into practice. That, of course, is seven. And seven means I'm sheva midas. That's Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisayid, and Malchus, the seven lower spheres of how to begin to feel and how to begin to act l'maisa upon those Ritzaynis. That's the 100, that's Keser. Esrim is the Chachma and Bina, my intellectual plan and strategy, and that descends into the seven Sheva. Sheva is the seven midas to finally come to Yisayit and Malchus when a person's life actually changes. Then the person is able to be mekabel all Malchus Shemayim all the way down to Malchus, which means that practically the person's life is no longer the same. And he begins to live. The midas of ahava, of chesed and gvur and yira and so on. Visparus, tferus, v'nitzuach, netzach, that it will be something that will be lasting and real. V'haid v'hizdabkus, haid, and hizdabkus is yisayid. Loi kein harishoyim. The reason the Rebbe is bringing this is he wants his Talmidim, he wants his students, those who are alive and those who are during his time, and those who would be seeing the Sefer many years after he lived, that we should make ourselves into good Talmidim by making such a cheshbon nefesh and wanting to start again. Leikein harishayim. It's not this way with the wicked of the Rishayim. Aydei shetoch mer'ayis einehem. They close their eyes to all of this. U'b'chal yem hoylech v'chaser v'nichras nafshem yibayra yizbarach shemay. And every day passes and is missing and is gone, and the soul becomes cut off more and more and more separated from the Creator. These are the words of Kushan. This is still from Avadis as well. This is all from Kushan Samagin. Umar Belev Shoya, and he continues and increases the amount of Averis that he does. Ach al pi gadol avanais of nasa ki'ive memashesh ba'afela. Of course, each Avera takes away more and more of the person's Bechira not to do Averis. And it becomes more and more a part of his life to the point that he becomes like someone who is blind, who is groping in the darkness, la'isif chet al pesha, looking for new, what for other chatoim, other aveiros, la'isif chet al pesha. Li'as sadik be'enav, but in his own eyes he's a big tzadik. L'damas beruch hashu oved bayrei, he imagines that he is an eved Hashem. He sees himself as being being somebody who is Oved Bayra, who does serve the Creator. How could he see that? Because he forgets all the Averis that he does. He doesn't think about the Averis. But he does remember the couple of mitzvahs that he did without kavana, without any kavana. he forgets his aveiros. He has selective amnesia. He forgets the aveiros that he's done, but he remembers very clearly the couple of mitzvahs that he does every now and then. The mitzvahs kalas, not even mitzvahs that require great mesivus nefesh. Mitzvahs kalas. I mean, every mitzvah is good, but it was mitzvahs that without mesivus nefesh and without kavana, without thinking, without any kavana. The few mitzvahs that he did, they were done with all kinds of machshava zaris and pnias, meaning they were the external thoughts and foreign thoughts, bechlal not as a way of bringing nachas to Hashem, and not with the proper intentions. So with these few mitzvahs that he remembers, is mevakish aleihem socha Pinchas. He wants to get rewarded like Pinchas. Mizeh matzinu v'nishma mirosha shemispoyer b'zahaloshen. Because the Maggid says that he even saw such a thing, or he heard such a thing, a Rosha who had the following, I guess we would say, chilled out approach to life. The Kuzum Maggid heard this, he'd say, Baruch Hashem, hinachti talis u'tfilin, Baruch Hashem, I put on talis and tfilin, v'ispalalti, and I davened in throughout my life, gam amarti tehillim u'mamadis, and I said tehillim, and the mamadis, v'lamarti perek mishnayis, and I would learn a perek of mishnayis, I guess, every day. This was his schedule. When the sati prutal tztaka, and I would give a penny to tztaka, umi chamani tzadik v'yosha. Who could be compared to me? And I'm such a tzadik v'yosha. Mizeshenema b'haftayra. Everybody's thinking, boy, perek of mishnayis, that's not bad. Perek of mishnayis and. And if you learn the Daf Yomi, then of course you're a tzaddik. It's a much bigger tzaddik. You learn the whole Daf Yomi. He only learns a Perek Mishnayis. Zeshenema b'haftayra v'adainya ben chagis misnas elim ani emloich. Adainyahu, with the little good that he did in his life, he came to the conclusion that he deserves not David HaMelech, but that he deserves to be king. Ani emloich. I'm ani emloich. Tahainu sh'ani, Malchus Abayre. Malchus really means what we were learning before. Malchus means Esrim, the Meya v'Esrim Sheva. It means the Rotzen, and it means Chachma and Bina. It means the seven Midas to come to Malchus when Hashem is Melech, and you Mamlech Hashem, and you Mekabel O Malchus Shemam over everything in your life. But Adonio says Ani Emlech, the Ani, the ego. He thinks of himself as being an eved, a servant to the king, but the truth is he's made his own ani, his own ego, and himself into Malchus. But he thinks she'ani, which is Malchus Abayri, v'ani mamlichai. The only melech in his life is himself. That's the Malchus, is himself. Vayizbach Tzaynu Boka, Maria says, and Adonijohu, with this fantasy of Malchus, brought a lot of karbonas. Shaydezeh Mile Liba Besimcha. And he filled his heart with joy. He brought a couple of things, he wrote a couple of checks to a few tzedakas, and he felt good. Since in his delusion he imagined himself to be a real Eved Hashem, and therefore it was coming to him to be able to rejoice in this world, Bachila Ushasiya, the eating and drinking. It says there, Vayizbach Tzayin Ubaka Umri, means there was, you know, fleishigs, heavy duty fleishigs, from which he partook. And this person feels that being such an Eved Hashem like myself, I deserve to be able to eat and drink. V'ruch Eilanish Barabek Bekirbay. Not only does the person not have a feeling that, why am I even worthy? Why is Hashem even giving me that I should be zoche to have, to be able to eat, to have food, to be able to live? Everybody's this whole past week is hearing about the terrible, terrible service that human beings have down there in the south, and the pictures in the newspaper looks like from somewhere, like another world, another country, and we have to stop and think. Besides having a chmanis on Briyas of Hashem, but the person should stop and think that I'm zeichet to have, that a person is zeichet to have a roof over his head, to be able to have food to eat. I saw a picture in the newspaper of people waiting and they're dropping from helicopters bottles of water. And we take it for granted, you know, make chilukim, which kind of, you know, I like Snapple, the peach, and this kind and that kind, and now you tell your mother, you brought me the wrong Snapple. and the way that a human being in America in our time should be standing waiting for a bottle of water coming in. And b'chlal, what makes us worthy that we should be able to have all of these comforts, that we should be able to have comfortable homes, and that we should be able to have what to eat and not to have to worry? So even though it could be that our panoses are not always, you know, it could be like this and the other one has like that, but l'maisa, we have what to eat and we have what to drink, Baruch Hashem, and we're able to have clothing on our backs, and not to be missing these things. Is a person should stop and make a cheshbon nefesh, everything that we see. I'm thinking about this the whole time. I mean, it's to make a cheshbon nefesh. That after all of these years, because I grew up always hearing about the horrible stories from my parents, what they went through, and thinking that we've, Baruch Hashem, we've moved beyond that, and we've graduated and moved to a Baruch Hashem, to a time where everything is to be taken for granted and everything is good and simple and comfortable and so on. And you see that it can change in a moment. Everything can change in a moment. So then everybody stops and feels good and says, well, they don't have any hurricanes, you know, on the fifth Madrega coming around here. Like, you know, like people asking, you know, you ever hear of stuff like that going on in New York? Nah. So then, okay, so everything's all right. But a person's life can change in a second. It doesn't have to be such a dramatic thing, although Hashem sends one wind. That's all it was. And I was thinking about how Tzmerdeka Maisa, the whole Maisa, the way that it happened. First it came, the Ruach Sa'ara came, the wind came to that place, to New Orleans. It came there. And then it wasn't so bad. Like, you know, knocked over a couple of trees and tore off a couple of roofs. And the Olam over there said, hey, it wasn't bad. And they were laughing about how all the Nevi'i Sheker were predicting, you know, the destruction of the whole city. And everybody said, this is not bad. Everything's okay. Everything's all right. You see that? Everything's okay. And then, like, the next day, the thing broke, right? See how, like, a 500,000 people, I mean, the ones that remained, there weren't not 500,000 people because the people evacuated, but that it remains, like, here. I was thinking, like, what does that look like? This thing breaks, and then, like, I forget that funny name of that river, the whole, like, river starts to come into your town. And that's the end. Finished everything, a whole lifetime, everything that you've done. Just washed away in a second. One little Ruach Sa'ara. A Ruach Sa'ara. And if a person thinks, that can never happen in New York, we don't have any, first of all, we're not underwater, and it's not that there's no system of levees, and everything's okay, we get the Statue of Liberty, and, you know, sorry, things are right. B'chlal u'b'frat. So in a couple of days, it's going to be the yahrzeit for those Jews and others, Lahavul, who were killed in the World Trade Center. And even though a person shouldn't live with morbid thoughts, but somebody, I saw in the sefer that somebody came into Rav Shach, and Rav Shach was already a zaken muflag, he's an old man, and the person said, like a little bit of a joke, and Rav Shach like didn't start laughing, and the person was quiet, and Rav Shach said, what could I tell you? You know, what you said is a funny thing, but at this point, every single second, I'm only thinking about dying. That's what he said. I'm only thinking about dying and make to get ready to meet the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That's all I'm thinking about. So whether it means 500,000 people, 2,000 people, or it only means one person, that just means, God forbid, you know, something is hurting you a little bit, you think, it's not a big deal, then it hurts you a little bit more, it's not a big deal, it's going to go away. And then you go a couple of tests, and chalila, you get a bad phone call, you know, the doctor says, we need to talk a little bit to come to the office. What does it mean? That's not a hurricane. There aren't families that have been totally, totally destroyed by such hurricanes, even though it doesn't affect thousands or millions of people. It's in a second. And so the person has to stop and think that Chazdei Hashem, why are we worthy that we shouldn't have such hurricanes? And why are we worthy that we should be able to eat and to drink? And we shouldn't take life for granted. But the Kuzan Zemaget says that this type of a person, and he calls this person a Rasha, even though he puts on talis and tefillin davens and he learns some Mishnayos. Certainly he keeps kosher and everything like that. But he has this way of living that's very, very laid back. So Kuzan Zemaget says, V'ruch el nishbar b'kirbay. Not only is his spirit not broken, not only is there no feeling of zal, of zilzal, of self-disgrace and embarrassment. Ruch l'nishbar b'kir by Adarab, just the opposite. Ha'lech achar ta'avosai asher eitzel ein roigel. He just follows his taivis. Loshon rogel alishaynai, his taivis, eating and drinking and so on. And then ein regel means what? Lashon rogel alishaynai. That by filling his belly and by giving into his physical taivis, he also speaks, his mouth is also filled. Not only is his stomach filled, many people whose stomachs are filled, there's a certain mahalach that once your belly gets filled, then your mouth gets filled. People whose stomachs are empty, their mouths are usually not so full. So once the belly is full, so then the mouth becomes filled with lashon hara and a feeling of and words of haughtiness and pride and so on. When the stomach is not so full, then a person is usually more humble, and the words are words of humility. But when the stomach becomes filled, so then it's much more likely that the mouth will become filled with words of lashon hara. It doesn't have to be, but there's usually that's a seder because the person who fills his stomach is a bal taiva. It's a bal taiva. And I mean, those of us here who are older than 40 years old remember when there were very few kosher restaurants in New York, very, very few. I don't know anything. I just about these restaurants, how many there are. And again, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be a person should have what to eat and so on and so forth. You know, with all of those disclaimers, we've become such bali taiva, such unbelievable bali taiva. And then there was a guy that was complaining to me. He said, you know, a guy doesn't have to make a cheshbon when he goes out to eat. He could walk into any restaurant. Now I have to go like 40 blocks or something to find, you know, I don't know where he lives or something. He was telling me he has to go far to get a, you know, a 22-ounce steak. A guy could just roll into a restaurant. He could just, anywhere he is, he finds a restaurant. And he has to go like someplace, you know, where he wasn't in the city, he was someplace else, and he had to go find a restaurant or place. So it's hard to be a Jew. You know, stresses out of you. Because you might have to drive a little bit to fresh the night away. I wish there were another way to make panasa, and that all of these places would be closed, and there'd be one pizza shop and one fleshic place in every town. That's nice to have one, but I guess it couldn't work nowadays. And everybody would be able to just eat in a simple way, and not to have to indulge. It's all part of the I guess the upcoming Super Bowl extravaganza, you know, Glatt Kosher extravaganza of filling the belly. And when the belly is full, when the stomach is full, and you know you could have a yid that when it comes to Torah and Avodah, he doesn't have to shakpadis, but oy vavoy, if his wife comes home Friday and forgot to bring his favorite little piece of kishke, or you got me a luxury kugel instead of the pedestal, you know, it's like she's in chayrim for the whole Shabbos. And quick, it's an emergency, there's a half hour left of Shabbos, call up Supersol, call Chapanash, call Mozart. We have somehow to find a kugel. Go out to the neighbor, steal from the neighbor a kugel. You know, like any of this is afraid, like we're missing a kugel. So, the Bali Taiva. And this is already a Taiva that's muteris, I mean, to eat, I'm talking, not talking about something that's awesome. Taivas that are awesome. But when the stomach becomes full, so then it's not so long until the mouth becomes full of all kinds of nonsense and lashon hara, because the person's a baltaiva. And taiva yivakish nifrid, and the nature of a baltaiva is that he becomes more and more filled with himself. And as one becomes more filled with himself, he has less regard for others. And one has less regard for others, then lashon hara and mechilas is not something which is far away. Omnam ha'hipuch mizev ha'yiskarvus lasas v'san Hashem kanal. Who are you? The opposite of this, and the ability of a person to become close to Hashem, to the Ratzon Hashem, ha'yideshu mishabiruch ha'bekirbo. It has to come from vayiyu, zal, zalus, zilzal of oneself, the lowering of oneself. And that feeling of nothing is coming to me, and who am I? All my avarice, all the things that I've done wrong. Do I really deserve that steak? Do I really deserve to fast like that? Do I really deserve? Should I be speaking something about another person? Who am I? This is a good fellow, a little bit. It's not good to fast on this either. A little bit. To break one's spirit and to recognize and to remember how far one is from Hashem. And from that feeling of being far away, he brings himself close. He becomes attached to Hashem's Baruch. Ad kan l'shana HaKadosh. I mentioned last Friday night we had Baruch Hashem Shalom Zachar from one of the Chavim, and I mentioned Betu Shalom Zachar last week. So by one of the Chavim I mentioned a Torah from the Mazitzer. He says, Rei Anoichin Lesnol Fnechem Hayoyim Baruch HaKlola. It's Chamerdik a Torah. Listen, he says like this. Rei Anoichin Lesnol Fnechem Hayoyim Baruch HaKlola. He says, there's something in life that's called Hayoyim. Today. And the Mojitzer says that the Bereshit wants us to live with a feeling, like we just learned from Kozak Samagim. The Bereshit wants us to live with a feeling that today is my only day. That's it. It's my last day in the world. I don't know, tomorrow, Chaisnish, this is my last day. And when a person lives that way, the Mojitzer says, when a person lives that way, with a feeling of Hayyim, then there's an urgency in his life, and that pushes him and motivates him and drives him to serve Hashem's Baruch today, and not to make Hashem's of yesterday or tomorrow, because what else? That's nothing. It's today. That's one kind of a Jew. That's a tzaddik that lives with that hayyim today. But then there's another kind of a person who also lives with today. But his way of today is saying, like it says in Navi Yeshaya, "Achol v'shasayit, let me eat and drink. Machanomus, tomorrow I might die." And you could even hear so-called Orthodox Jews saying, you only live once. I've heard that many times from Shem Shabbos Jews. And they weren't saying that before they decided to finish Shas. You only live once. And then they went into the Bavli. You only live once. In other words, like, you know, I remember I had a conversation with somebody that was taking a trip. A firm person was going on a safari to Africa. This is like 3 years ago, a guy that I know was telling me, he's going on a safari to Africa. So I said, you live in New Jersey, you don't need any more excitement than that. What are you going on a safari to Africa? So he said to me, you only live once. So that, what does that mean? So you have to pick up some disease from some mosquito in Zimbabwe because you only live once? No, you have to see stuff because you only live once, to see those things because you only live once. Such a mahalach. So that, listen, he says like this, the Majesty. To live with that thought, I only have one day and I have to live it up. I better eat and drink and make merry because tomorrow I'm going to die. So he says, that's also Hayyim. So that's what it means in Chumash. Look, I'm giving you a way of life. It's called Hayyim. Bracha uklala. What you do with that feeling of today, it could either be a blessing or a curse. Isn't that a Mardik Torah? You can live with that Torah. That feeling of Hayyim, it could either be a bracha for you, it could be a big blessing. Not to get depressed. God forbid. Not to be depressed, but to be driven for more davening, more learning, more tikkun amidos, more kedusha, more tahara, hayyim. Or it could be a klal where a person says, forget it. I might as well just enjoy myself because I'm never going to have any of these madrigas. I might as well just enjoy myself. And I have just today. Live it up. Hayyim. That's what the Rebbe's talking about, Kushan Samagin. Kimdumani she'enu tzrichim oy ladar b'im chayoyis adizeh. So Baruch Hashem, the Eish Kodesh says, it seems to me that I don't have to talk to you more about this stuff. And I was, Kimdumani, and I... But he doesn't really stop afterwards. he goes on more. It's Kimdumani she'enu tzrichim oy ladar b'im chayoyis adizeh. It seems that I don't have to go on anymore with this. Kidivrei Kodesh Eilu means, I'm going to add to what the Kushan Samagid said. Kidivrei Kodesh, these holy words, Kvar Paluas Pulas Kodesh, because certainly the holy words of Kushan Samagid already have done what they're supposed to do for you. Im Kolze, however, Naisiv Lucha Ezi Deburim, I have a couple of things he says to say on my own. I'm going to add a few more words. Nekayim is Yaseh Bincha V'nichecha. And I'm going to Mekayim the mitzvah of Yaseh Bincha V'nichecha. What's that? K'maysha Omer V'gemara, a gemara afagav the gomer. The gemara of the Imakis is talking about the mitzvah of a father. Also a rabbi is talking about the Imak. But if you remember the gemara, is the mitzvah of a father to give a patch to his kid, to discipline his child. That the Gemara there says at the end, Afagav the Gomer, even though the kid is learning. If he's not learning, he's not doing the right thing, then for sure you give him a patch. But even when he's learning, Afagav the Gomer, you still give him a patch to remind him, keep it up. You give him a patch. Afagav the Gomer is still called a mitzvah. A father giving a patch to a kid is still called a mitzvah. Not like now that it's called a crime, they lock you up. Afagav the Gomer, even though your kid is learning, it's a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yaseh bin Chavinicha, that if you discipline your child, then he'll go in the right way. The Gemara learns out from there at the end. Afagav the Gomer, even though he's a good kid, he has to live with the feeling of discipline. And how that plays out nowadays and so on. But that's not what the Rebbe. The Rebbe's not talking here about the practical inyan of giving a patch. He's talking about with words. So even though you already got a patch from the Kushan Samagid, he says, I'm going to continue. Halei Seida, he continues. Eisa Sher Isab Tikkun Yizayah Kodesh Tikkun Yud. Daraisa, we were talking about this Pashas Ekev, Shabbos morning. Daraisa Belot Chilu Rechimu Leiparchas La'ela. You remember we were talking about in Shul, Kol HaMitzvah, the entire mitzvah. That the mitzvah is in its entirety, with a havim, with yira, to put one's entire self into a mitzvah. So the tikkunim, it says in the tikkunim, that araisa, if you learn Torah, or if you do mitzvahs, below the chilu rechima, without fear and without love, without feeling. Leparchas la'ela, then those mitzvahs, or that Torah learning, doesn't have wings to fly up to Hashem, it can't rise. Not only that, it says further ahead in the Tikkunim that when it comes to davening and learning, if you daven and learn with that year's Hashem, then not only doesn't it soar to Shemayim, but it also Chas Hashem is Me'eres Charein Af. It could awaken anger from Hashem Chalila. In other words, you're learning, you're davening, but it's without Yira, it could be bad. V'yesh Oid Mishalemet Ba'ifan Guru Chas Hashem Shagam L'Kal Bismas. The Zohar talks over there about the person who's learning, and the learning is not only is it not with a feeling of Yira, but it's a feeling of Gaiva. In other words, a person's learning is, how could I say a better svar? How could I be smarter than my chavrusa? How could I show off to my Rebbe? And so on. The whole learning is done one act of Gaiva. So such learning, the Zohar says, is gamla kalbismus. That learning doesn't go up to Hashem. Those words of Torah are thrown to a dog. That Torah could be given chas v'shalom over to the sitra achra. Aval naniach shetorah zecha tova bocher v'avreich. He says, let's say your Torah is a good Torah. He says to the, it's a good Torah, bocher v'avreich. Your Torah is a good Torah. In other words, you're learning with Yiras Hashem. Not this kind of Torah that we just spoke about, but you're learning with Yiras Shemayim. Pa'oz ashrech v'tov lach. Then Baruch Hashem is good for you. Umid melachem das shakai. And who could be compared to you? You're the delight of Hashem. Olay chutz min haTorah gam avayda yesh melon lavad Hashem machshav adi b'maisa. So he says, besides learning, and you know your learning is done with Yiras Shemayim, but there's also avayda with machshav adi b'maisa. But as the Rebbe is telling us, why we need to continue with this sefer. Why do we think? Because at the beginning he was saying that you're going to think like what? You remember from before he was saying, you're thinking to yourself, you learn, you daven. What do you have? What are you making me mishiga with all this stuff, with all these things, with avoid and all these madregas? What are you making me crazy? I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm a nice yeshiva bacher, a young man. What are you going with all this stuff? So the Rebbe says that even if your learning is a good learning and it's with your shemayim, but avoid the yeshiva, I'm loving Hashem, machshav adiv ma'isa, with thoughts, with words, with actions. So we'll pick up over here. We'll go over this little paragraph and start again from here, Bez Hashem, next time.